Its views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on your radio dial. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. Our phone number is open right now, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'd love to get you on the air tonight with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And just a reminder, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can find us there. And we're actually on live on Facebook right now. And so we like to have you watch there. And of course, you can listen to past programs at our website. And if you remember anything, you can remember the website, livewithpastoral.com. At livewithpastoral.com, you find out more about me, find out more about our church, you can find out more about the program, listen to past programs, different things that we have there. Excuse me. Well, pray for my voice tonight. A little raspy here this evening. All this stuff going around here. This has been a bad year for the flu and colds and everything else going around. And I'm trying to stave off coming down with something, I think, all this weekend. But I'm feeling relatively good. It's just that my voice is a little to be desired here tonight. So I hope you'll be able to bear with me here, and we'll get into our program here. Let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Thank you for making it possible. Pray that you'd use the program tonight for your glory. Help us to point people to Christ, and we just pray that you'd be a blessing, that we'd be an encouragement to somebody tonight. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, want to mention a couple of things here tonight. Excuse me. And we're just wanting to remind you here that not only can you listen online, we are right now, of course, coming to you on our home station here in northeastern Ohio, AM 1220 WHKW, The Word, and also carried on 1440 WHKZ in the Youngstown Warren area tonight. And tonight, and I'm mentioning this for a reason, we're on Faith Talk 57910 WTBN in Tampa. And I wanted to address that right here at the start. I know we have a number of people who listen in Tampa. We've been there for a number of years and always enjoy it's been a good fit being on the air in Tampa. But I just wanted to let our Tampa listeners know, remind you here, of course, that you can always find us online. I know I just had somebody in FaceStream say they were having a problem catching us on the live stream at WHKWradio.com. You can find a live stream there. And before I forget about it, get distracted here, let me see if I can find this real quick. There's app for your smartphone, and I had it here just a minute ago. Of course, when I look for it, I can't find it. There it is. It's the 1220, the Word 1220 AM phone app, and you can download that wherever you're at. You can listen to AM 1220, and if you have that on your smartphone, you can listen to us on the radio. If you're having problems with your radio that night, you can listen to us on the 1220 AM the Word phone app. You can just go to the Google Play Store, whatever it is, where you get the phone apps off your phone. I've got an Android phone here, so I think that's where I went to get that. But I just want to let you know, because unfortunately, and I hate to have to say this, unfortunately, due to financial constraints, we will not be on the air next week in the Tampa market. And I hate to have to say that, but unfortunately, financial realities being what they are, our church being a small church, we didn't have the money to carry that right now. And I personally don't have the money to carry it myself either. But we are hoping that maybe one day in the not-too-distant future, we can be back on the air in Tampa. And we have enjoyed our time in Tampa. We've had great support from the station, from Faith Talk 570, 910 WTBN station and staff. We appreciate all that they have done to make it possible for us to be on the air in Tampa and to be on the air live. When a few years ago, we had the opportunity to go on the air live in some other part of the country, when we were praying about where to go and where would be a good place for us to try to find where we could fit in. The challenge was finding some place where we could be on at this time of night live. And a lot of stations, you know, are automated at this time of night and reluctant to carry a live program. And we were thankful that Faith Talk 570, 910, WTBN there in Tampa, Sarasota area, stepped up to the plate. They were willing to carry us live, and they've been very supportive. And we appreciate the relationship we've had there. But so I'll just let you know our plans. This is what we're praying about. Our plans right now is, as soon as we can get about $4,500 accumulated, we'd like to buy some more time in Tampa and continue on from there. Everything in Tampa has been really by faith. Initially, we got started in the Tampa area when we had somebody that actually had a relative who had passed away, and they were settling out the estate. And as they were settling out the estate, they had some money that they wanted to give to the church to help out with the radio program. And they wanted us to pray about what we could do with that. And so we looked around. We had a friend up here, some of our listeners know Gary Meeks. He looked around for us, did some phone calls, and contacted some stations, and found out that we could get on in Tampa, Florida, at the same time and carry a live broadcast, and got that set up. And essentially, most of the time that we've been on in the Florida market, it's been because of special gifts that have come in. Most of it, the bulk of it, has been because of people who had received money as an inheritance, and in at least three or four different people's cases. And then there's been some other gifts along the way that have made it possible. So we want to thank each and every one of our listeners down there. Please continue to pray for us. And just to let you know, if you go to our Facebook page, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. There is a link there to our PayPal page, where if you want to help keep us on, we've already got $150 that's been given to us, one check mailed in and another donation via PayPal. And we're going to try and let that accumulate. As soon as we get enough money that we can purchase some time back in Tampa, if they'll have us, our full intention is to get back on as soon as we possibly can. So pray about that, and hopefully God will work that out. But like I said, check us out on our website, livewithpastoral.com. I'm going to put something up this week. I was rather busy this weekend, not feeling so good, so I didn't get some additional information. But there is a listing there that I put together back earlier in January that's got some background information on the radio program and the funding of the radio program, the cost of the radio program. And so that's available on there. If you'd like to know more information, you can check that out. You can send us an email, and that information is all available at our website, livewithpastoral.com. And that's why I also mentioned that you can watch us or listen to us online at the radio station, the live streaming broadcast. If you go to their site at whkwradio.com, that's whkwradio.com, and I believe we have that on our website as well. I'll be putting that on again. Also, be putting that back on our our Facebook page as well. Did have individual Mike said online on Facebook Live that he was having some trouble getting on, like I said, tonight on the live stream from 12:20 a.m. And it's possible it might just be his computer, so hopefully somebody else will get a chance to try that out and to see if that works as well. But I want to thank you for listening, and like I said, please don't think we're giving up on Florida or anything. We're just we got to be good stewards of what God gives us, and so we at the same time don't want to overextend ourselves. Our church isn't very big, and I would say that the money that we spent last year on radio was the largest item in our church's expenses, and that's partly because we value the outreach from radio, the opportunity to do this. And so now let me remind you, you can always listen online, or if you can't get us right away, you can tune in, like I said, at our website, live@pastoral.com, and you can listen to the programs on there once I get them posted on our website. You can also, if you're in an area where you don't normally hear our Friday afternoon program, we're on Fridays from 1:30 until 2 o'clock, and you can listen there as well at some of those programs as well. So hope we'll continue to be a blessing to you, and I hope you'll continue to pray for us. And like I said, Lord willing, before too long, we will be back in the Florida market. And we've really enjoyed our relationship with, as I said, Faith Talk 57910 WTBN and the fine folks down there in Florida. And so keep praying for us. And, well, we're going to get into some more things here yet tonight. Didn't want to spend the whole night on that, but I wanted right here at the start, let our Florida viewers in particular know about that. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air here this evening. And certainly ask for your prayers for our program. I ask that you would continue to lift us up in prayer. One of the ways I always tell people, the best way you can help keep Live with Pastor Al on the air is to pray for our church. I don't think I actually mentioned it yet, but I'm the pastor. We say Live with Pastor Al. I am a pastor. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Very small church, and yet we believe that this is a way that we can extend our outreach ministry well beyond our walls. And, if our church grows to where we could support Tampa just through the giving from our own church, we would do it without asking for money on the air. We'd be glad to do it. Our whole radio broadcast ministry has been developed by faith as God's provided. We've started with initially the Sunday night program. Later on, we were able to add the Friday afternoon program. And then later on, we were able to add Tampa as another station, another market. And if God provides, whatever God allows us to do, we're happy to do. But at the same time, we don't want to overstep God. So the best way you can help us out, really, even if you can't give to help us be on the air financially, you can pray for us, and that'll help out too. But like I said, if we get about $4,500, we'll be able to be on the air for another 6 months at least in Tampa. We'll be able to come up with the rest to be able to do that. So pray for us. And check us out online. You can find our PayPal link there at livewithpastoral.com. Well, we've got Nancy listening tonight. And Nancy, welcome to the program this evening.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al.
Hi, good evening.
We'll pray about that situation in Tampa.
Yes.
Now the question I had, and the it's a sort of complicated. It's so obvious to we believers that the Pope is bringing together all of these religions, Muslims, Catholic, Jews, I mean, everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we've heard about the One World Church. Is it possible? I know he's lost. I know the Pope is lost. I know if there's any Catholics listening, they might not agree. But it's so obvious from what we've heard. That this is a fulfilling of prophecy. If you could explain, is there any possibility, I know he's lost, that he does realize that he's fulfilling biblical prophecy? And also, if you could point in the Bible where this is discussed. I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you're right. That is kind of a complicated question. You've got a lot of things in there to touch on. But in terms of knowing, how did you phrase that? Did you say knowing that he's lost or knowing what the Bible says?
Well, no, he doesn't know he's lost, but it's possible.
Or knowing that he's wrong.
Knowing that he's fulfilling biblical prophecy and that he's, I know he's lost, but I'm sure some people have talked to him. You know, you're fulfilling biblical prophecy about the one world religion, but I don't know. It's just a very confusing phenomenon to me. If you could maybe touch on it, I guess I can't even phrase the question correctly.
Well, let me read a passage here in 2 Corinthians, and this was written about the Jewish people, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. But when you get into chapter 4. Okay, you see an application made of that, I believe, to unsaved people, whatever their background, Jewish or Gentile, and there's also some other passages, but let me start here with 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse number, I like to read the whole sentence whenever I can, and some of these sentences are longer in the King James Version than they are in the new versions. The newer Bibles break up the sentences, and the problem with that is you lose the continuity of the ideas and the interrelatedness of the elements in a sentence. And the King James preserves the longer sentence structure that's in the original languages. And so when we start in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12, it says, "Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech." And he's been talking about our salvation and the knowledge of the gospel and what God has done. And so he continues, "Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face. The children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished." He continues, verse 14, "But their minds were blinded." And this is the part that I'm sort of zeroing in on. He's talking about the Jewish people. "But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away." Now, in that one sentence there where they were talking about the gospel and what God has done for us, he uses the example of the Jewish people about their minds being blinded and having a veil that when the Old Testament scriptures were read that talked about Jesus being the Messiah, they didn't understand it. They didn't get it. He said, "Even this day when Moses is read, the veil's upon their heart." Now the sentence ends there in verse 15. And in verse 16, it says, "Nevertheless, when it shall turn," it's referring, I believe, back to the heart of the people, "when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away." Now, that's where I want to jump to chapter number 4 here. In chapter number 4, he says, and I'll jump down to verse number 3, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost," okay? And the sentence continues in verse 4, "in whom the god of this world." Now, we know the god of this world is the devil. That's Satan. Described elsewhere, right, in the scriptures. It's very, very much described as Satan. "In whom the god of this world hath," notice what he says, "blinded the minds of them which believe not." Yeah, "lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So what he's saying here is the unsaved people are literally blinded in the same fashion that there's a veil upon the heart of the Jewish people when Moses is read, when the Old Testament scriptures are read. That's they good. Do not see Jesus as the Messiah. He is saying the unsaved people, Jew or Gentile alike, when the gospel is spoken of, they don't get it either. Now, let's take this back to 1 Corinthians, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says... let's see. Let's start in verse number 9, where the sentence begins. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Now, after making that statement, he starts in verse 10. "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit," and Spirit here is capitalized, we're talking about the Holy Spirit of God here. "For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." And then he continues on in verse 13, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Now, what he's saying here is the things that we speak of, the things that we teach, is not according to man's wisdom, but this is things the Spirit of God teaches through us. He says, "By which," or "but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Verse 14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So without the Spirit of Christ, you know, the Holy Spirit of God here teaching, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, without the Holy Ghost opening up the mind of man and helping him to understand these things, the unsaved person cannot fully understand what's in the gospel. Now, my computer that's sitting in front of me has a much better memory of the scriptures than I do. In fact, my computer has the entire Bible memorized word for word, in including all the punctuation marks and everything. I can't say that. But my computer sitting in front of me has really zero understanding of what it means, okay?
Oh, that's for sure.
It has a technical knowledge of it, but it has zero understanding. And see, that's the problem that people like the Pope or other religious leaders that may present themselves as Christians or men of God, if they're not saved, they have an understanding. They might have a tremendous technical understanding of the scriptures, but they have very little spiritual or technical knowledge, I should say, of the scriptures, but they have very little spiritual understanding. They don't really know what it means. And that's where God has to open their hearts. And so even if the Pope was shared with these things, and I'm sure many times he has been, or he's encountered some of these things, he does not interpret it the way that you and I would interpret it when we read it. I've told people before, you know, I'm glad that I'm a fundamental Baptist, because it's a lot easier to understand the Bible. A lot of people, when they approach the Bible, and they might be good people, but they approach the Bible and they interpret it in light of their denominational teaching, okay?
Exactly.
But, you know, I know your pastor, and I know your pastor, when he stands up and he opens up the Bible and he says, "Thus saith the Lord," he opens up the Bible and he expounds on what's right there. He does not have to check with the Baptist hierarchy to find out what's the approved statement here.
Perfect.
And in a number of denominations, they do. You know, they're taught that they have to interpret what's in the Scripture in light of what their denomination teaches. And so as a consequence, they do not believe it the way we believe it. They read it with a filter. The filter sometimes filters out the truth. And so you can show them the scriptures and they just simply don't believe it. They don't accept it. They think that we're wrong, and our method of interpreting it is incorrect. I remember standing in I call it a religious bookstore in Bedford, England, when I was stationed there in the Air Force in England.
Oh.
And I was talking to this woman who had taught in the Church of England Seminary. and we were near where the Bedford prison was, and she was talking about how when some people come out of prison, she would talk with them and try to point them to something positive. And I said something, well, do you try to give them a Bible or share the gospel with them? She said, oh, you must be one of those fundamentalists. And we were talking, and we got onto this idea of Bible interpretation, and she said, oh, you must believe that the earth is a flat disc on the back of several elephants standing on a sea turtle swimming through the abyss of eternity. And I said, why? And she said, because I have a Bible over here that has a picture like that. And I said, well, in the first place, goodness, that's not what the Hebrews believe when they wrote about that. They said said the earth is a sphere that hangs on nothing, floating in space. Mm-hmm. I said, which is pretty accurate. That's what the Babylonians believe. That's what the pagans around them believe, that the earth was a flat disc on top of some elephants on a sea turtle and swimming through the abyss of the universe. That was pagan teaching. She said, oh, it was in a Bible, so you have to believe it if you're a fundamentalist. And I said, well, you just don't have any understanding what the scripture is. So we have to wait for the light of the gospel. We have to wait for the Holy Spirit. Let me go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in verse 5 and 6, and we're coming up on the break here. He says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And until somebody, doesn't matter whether he's the Pope, doesn't matter whether he's just the poorest of poor and least influential of all, the light of God has to shine out of the darkness into their heart to bring them understanding so they can understand the truth and that they can turn from their sin and they can put their faith in Christ as their Savior. Nancy, I want to thank you for that call. We're coming up on the break here.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go, and you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening and join us in on the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible, you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Just a reminder that we're brought to you tonight by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and you can find out more about us on our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can listen to past programs there. You can also link to our home church website there. There's other things that you can find there and learn a little bit more about us. And as I was saying on the other half of the program, the first half of the program tonight, we have our PayPal link on there. If you would like to help keep us on in Tampa, we're trying to raise up about $4,500 so that we can put that together with a little that we have, and we can get our 6 months or so airtime in Tampa. But and I'm not going to cover that as much detail in this half, but saying if you missed the first half of the program, this is unfortunately I'm getting hand signals in there. Somebody's saying I wasn't close enough to the mic. Is that better? Okay, I guess I drifted away from the mic a little bit. No. But sometimes I wasn't aware. I thought I was a little closer to the mic than what I was. I'm getting faces made at me now. This is what happens when you do a live program. Now my headset wants to come off. There we go. I think that's what's happening. I feel like somebody hit me in the back of the head there just a minute ago. But what was I saying? You can go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, and there's more information. I'm going to be putting some more information up this week, and we're hoping to be back on the air as soon as possible down in the Tampa, Sarasota, Florida area. We're thankful to have been able to be down there. Appreciate the fine folks at Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN and who have really gone out of the way to help us be on the air down there live. It's always a challenge to put a live program this time of night on the air on another station. And so we were just thankful for the fit. So nothing problematic with Tampa or anything. It's just that we run out of money, and so that's where we're at. I guess that's about all I can say. We'll talk about some more of that other times possibly, but right now we're going to get back to some things. Also, I want to remind you to check out East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. If you're in northeastern Ohio, check out East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School, and that's East Coast Pizza. And you can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100. And we mentioned this, even though some people listening are not anywhere near Northeast Ohio or the east side of Cleveland, but perhaps you're listening and you've got a restaurant, you need a great pizza recipe that you want to add pizza to your lineup, or you want to start your own pizza place, give East Coast Pizza a call at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Ask for Gus. He can help you get started in your own pizza business, a lot less than what you might think possible. It's not a franchise. It's not a franchise at all. It's his own recipe. And in fact, I just had some this past week. I try to get some about every week. It's good pizza. Just had some before I came up to the radio station tonight. It warms up good, and it's great pizza. That's East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100. Well, we'll get back to things here. And again, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Love to have you on with us here this evening. And I was going to mention a couple of other things here tonight. There was an article that I found that was rather interesting, and the little Central American country of Guatemala made an interesting statement. Remember, just not too long ago, President Trump made a statement that the United States is going to be recognizing Jerusalem, is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And certainly history and everything teaches us that it is. It's been the capital ever since King David made it his capital many, many years ago. So the United States recognized that. And he also said that he is going to be fulfilling a bit of legislation that was passed by the U.S. Congress back during the Clinton presidency. So this is not something that Donald Trump made up. This is not something that was made up during the Obama years or even the Bush years. This is something that Congress overwhelmingly, I believe, if I remember correctly, I believe it was a bipartisan vote back in the 1990s. They passed legislation saying that the United States, the president and the executive branch, is to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Now, every president since then, President Clinton, President George W. Bush, President Barack Hussein Obama, has booted that decision down the road. They kept signing these, I think it was six-month exemptions or delays. And even President Trump, when he first got in office, he kind of disappointed some of us when he said that he was going to delay it for a little while. But apparently, I was talking with somebody, and they had information which suggested that when President Trump traveled to Saudi Arabia. Remember his first overseas trip when he went to Saudi Arabia? He spoke there, and then he went up to Israel. He spoke there, and then he went on to Rome, and he spoke there. And he was very well received. And apparently, from what they were telling me, the groundwork for this decision was actually laid when they were in Saudi Arabia and then worked on when they were in Jerusalem. And so it was not that he wasn't wanting to do it. It was just that they were putting everything in order before making the announcement. And then, of course, he made the announcement. And then Vice President Mike Pence was recently in Jerusalem, and he was speaking before the Knesset. And he, again, reinforced the fact that we recognize that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel, and that by the end of 2019, we would be moving the embassy, and we would have a new embassy. We move it from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The new embassy be opened by the end of 2019. Now, a couple of things that this demonstrates certainly is leadership, and it's being obedience to legislation that was passed decades ago. So that's kind of nice that they're obeying the law and doing the will of the Congress in this issue, as well as the will of the majority of the American people. But the other thing that this has demonstrated with the leadership aspect is, there's a number of countries that have been emboldened that they too suggested that at least 10 other countries are emboldened that they're going to move their embassies to Jerusalem as well. And this is what I read earlier that I found kind of interesting. The Guatemalan president, Jimmy Morales, because of President Trump's decision that was reinforced by Vice President Pence, President Morales here in Guatemala has said that Guatemala is also going to move their embassy to Jerusalem. That makes Guatemala the first country to echo the United States. Excuse me, my voice getting a little raspy here. But this is hopefully the first amongst several that's going to make this announcement. And let me turn over here a little bit where I can see what President Morales of Guatemala has said. In remarks here, he said, "For 70 years, we," meaning Guatemala, "have maintained relations with Israel." This is what he said in late December, "which has always been our ally." And Guatemala, as a historical point, was instrumental in other Latin American nations voting for Israeli sovereignty back in 1947. Now, what's interesting is that it was the United States under President Truman that in May of 1947 was the first country to recognize the sovereignty of the state of Israel. Now, what happened back then is that President Truman's predecessor, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, had opposed sovereignty of a Jewish state in the Mideast. Now, this goes back about 50 years or so, actually coming up 50 and a half years, I guess. In 1917, the Balfour Declaration that was issued out of Britain, and it wasn't just a statement in Britain. This is a statement that had impact. It also had input by many nations of the world, many of the European nations, America, and other nations of the world. And this was a statement that recognized that since the Ottoman Empire, which was one of the Axis powers during World War I, was being broken up, as the European powers were carving up the Ottoman Empire, they stated that they were going to set aside a Jewish homeland in the area where the Jewish people were from. And so they set up an area that was referred to at that time as Palestine. And it became also known as British Palestine because the British controlled it after the Ottoman Empire lost control. And so they had an area that, if you look on a map today, is much bigger than the state of Israel. And that's because shortly after plans were announced to create this Jewish homeland, a number of the Arab interests began objecting. A lot of unrest was taking place in Palestine, and so they decided to do a land for peace deal. And what they did is they carved off about three quarters of the land that was set aside for the Jewish homeland, and they formed a country called Jordan. That's where Jordan comes from. There are no ethnic Jordanians. The Jordanians are Arab people. Jordan, like Iraq, is an artificially created state. There's no ethnic Iraqis. If I remember correctly, Iraq was formed out of three territories. There should have been a Kurdistan with the Kurds, who are an ethnic group, and some of the other groups that were there, but they formed an artificial construction called Iraq. And same thing with Jordan. So three-quarters of the Jewish homeland were carved away to bring peace to the Middle East. That's why I'm a little dubious of land for peace deals. I'm not going to talk about so much of that right now and some of the other problems with that, but that's basically what was happening. And there was some movement there toward the end of World War II that they were going to recognize a sovereign Jewish state, because by the end of World War II, Israel had still not been recognized as an independent state or a Jewish state there. And they were going back and forth, and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt assured some Arab ambassadors that as long as he was president, the United States would never recognize a sovereign Jewish state in the Middle East. Well, a week later, when President Roosevelt was posing for a painting at that time, if you've ever been down the southern White House, I'm trying to think where that's at in Georgia, I believe it was it White Springs, White Sulphur Springs, something like that, where he went because he had polio, of course, and he would go there, soak in the warm mineral water. But you can go there where this takes place, and they have the painting there, the unfinished portrait. Franklin Roosevelt died there about a week after making that statement that as long as he was president, the United States would never recognize a sovereign Jewish state in the Middle East. Well, after that, we have, of course, that what happened was Harry Truman came in as president. And Harry Truman came in, and he was told by all of his advisors, he was told by the State Department, by the War Department, by everybody, do not recognize a Jewish state. Well, he had a telegram already typed up, ready to go, when they declared themselves a sovereign state. He penciled out Jewish state, and he wrote State of Israel there in pencil. You can see pictures of it. He was all ready to do that. He went against all of his advisors, and the United States became the first country, first nation in the world, to recognize Israel as a sovereign state. And many countries followed after that. And, of course, one of the first Latin American countries was Guatemala. And so as a result, the president of Guatemala, President Morales, has hearkened back to 70 years of good relations with Israel, being one of the first Latin American countries, in fact, the first instrumental in persuading other Latin American countries to recognize their sovereignty. And, you know, this is interesting. And I believe that part of the reason is the influx of evangelical Christians inside of Guatemala. And Guatemala, historically, after the Spaniards took over, became a Roman Catholic state, basically. But we have now where it's about 50%, maybe a little less Roman Catholic, and probably about 40% or better, what they call Protestant, which includes a very large number of evangelicals. I know there's been a lot of Baptist missionary activity in Guatemala. And I would like to think that some of this is having an effect, that we have a president of this state of Guatemala, the nation of Guatemala, Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, had recently gone down there, and he met with some pastors, including I believe it was, Pastor Romero Pina, a senior pastor of Christ the King Baptist Church, and some others, and contacting with President Morales and others there in Guatemala. So this is something that needs to be looked at, and thank God for this, and congratulations to the people of Guatemala for taking this step. And again, thanks to our leadership here in America for recognizing what is evidently true, that Israel, or that Jerusalem, is the capital of Israel. Well, we've got a phone call from Don in Tampa, Florida, coming in. And Don, welcome to the program tonight.
Hello, Pastor Al. It's nice to talk to you.
Hi, good evening. Good evening.
I've been listening now for several years to your program. And
thank you.
Being in the Tampa area, I'm familiar with the Sugar and Falls area. I lived up in your area for a while too. So
that's why it's such a good fit in Tampa, because so many people from here wind up down there.
I can identify. A few weeks ago when you were talking about how cold it was in the snow, I lived there in 76 or 77.
Oh, yeah, back when the Ice Age was coming.
Yeah, back on Chillicothe Road there, you know, and I tell you, the National Guard were getting stuck even, you know.
Yeah, I remember they took a bulldozer to clear a road grader to clear our road out that time.
Yeah, I remember that. I just want to say, in the Tampa area, there's a lot of good people that live in this area. Listen to your program. And take it from me, I've spoken with you before in the last several years, and everyone that's listening tonight, I pray, and I'm going to contribute, and I hope everybody in the Florida area, in the Tampa area, will help keep you on the air.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Don. And like I said, pray for our church, and we have a PayPal button on our website at livewithpastoral.com. And also, I probably should give out our church address if somebody wants to. Not everybody wants to go online. If somebody wants to send a check, they can write to and send it to Bible Baptist Church at Post Office Box 452. That's Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio. The zip code is 44286. That's post office box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. And if you make it out to the Bible Baptist Church, then, you know, it's like giving to the church. So, and then, you know, just put on their radio program or something, and we're going to put that together. And as soon as we're able, Lord willing, we will be back on the air in Tampa. We really enjoy having the opportunity.
How many weeks now do you have?
Unfortunately, this is our last week that we're paid for. And that's why I was letting people know that if you can't get us, you can go online to whkwradio.com. That's whkwradio.com, and you can see the live stream there when we're on the air, or you can go to our Facebook page for Live with Pastor Al and watch us on there.
So there is a possibility you won't be on the air next Sunday.
That's the way it is right now. Now, things change. I mean, if we had $5,000 show up in the middle of the week, I think we could get back on.
All the listeners, if you can hear me, man, you know, it's worth it to keep you on the air. I can't give you the whole amount by far, but I can help.
Well, I appreciate that.
Most of all, I'm going to talk to Jesus personally again, and, you know, got to work it out.
Well, I appreciate that, and like I said, even if we're not on the air on Sunday, we're not doing this as a gimmick or a stunt. It's just that we're a small church. We can't do it, and you know, we don't have a big staff. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here and I got the guys behind the window keeping me on the air and all of that. And, you know, we just trust the Lord, and, you know, we just don't have the money ourselves, and we're just hoping it'll be temporary, and we'll be back as soon as we can.
I know. I remember even last year there was a little problem here and there, but, you know, God saw us through, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, he's kept us on so far, and he's the one that put us on the air, and so we'll just continue to trust him. And like I said, if there's a little bit of a hiatus, hopefully it's not for very long.
Me too, I pray.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Don. I appreciate your prayers. That's the biggest thing.
God bless you all, and like I said, for several years now, I mean, it's worthwhile. Everybody that's listening, again, I repeat myself, try to help out here. Okay, God bless you, and talk to you soon, I hope.
All right, well, thank you, and God bless. I appreciate that, and again, appreciate your prayers. And you know, there's one thing that my wife and I learned. We were missionaries, faith missionaries. You know, independent Baptist circles, we practice missions different than some other groups do, like the Southern Baptists, for instance. We raise our own support from various churches. We actually go to the churches ourselves, present our ministry, what we believe God wants us to do, and then the church itself decides whether or not they want to support us. We call it faith ministry because when you're on the mission field, you're not looking at a salary. You're looking at, are those churches going to support us this month? And all those little bits of support come together. That's what allowed my wife and I to plant a church in the Samoan Islands back in the 90s that's still there, by the way. And that's what's kept our church open, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church open. When we came back, it was ready to close, and by God's grace, we've been able to keep open there. That's what's kept us on the air all these years. And so we just put the trust in the Lord, and we'll let him work and do what he wants to do, and we'll try and follow and keep up with the Lord as he guides and directs us. I want to thank you for listening tonight. I want to thank Don and others down in Tampa. We really do appreciate you. And like I said, if we're not there next week, it's not because of some problems. It's just simply, hopefully, just a temporary hiatus until we're back. And Lord willing, we will be back as soon as we can. And pray for us, and pray for our program here. Pray for our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, because ideally we'd like to get to the place where our church can support the entire thing. Well, we're about out of time here tonight. I want to thank you again. And keep up with us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And we'll try to keep in touch that way, if nothing else, until we're back on the air with you in Florida. But for now, I want to thank you for listening. We're out of time tonight. God bless, and have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.